At home, at school, in the neighborhood, WHYY is asking children, parents, and experts what kids need to be healthy, and we're sending out reporters to cover modern kids better. For teenagers who have just arrived in the United States, it can be a challenge to adjust to life in a whole new place. For those who are undocumented, the stakes are high and often the resources are few. One program goes into schools to provide the mental health and legal services many of these teens need. For WHYY, Elizabeth Estrada reports.
Once a week, about two dozen students at Franklin Learning Center make their way to a classroom on the third floor.
My name is Kaylin Artillero. I have 14 years old. I am from Mexico.
Instead of attending a regular class during this time, Katie takes part in a group counseling session. She was told about it as soon as she started going to school. There's other Hispanic kids. You'll be able to speak Spanish, play, and talk about your experiences. I said, wow, that sounds wonderful. La Puerta Abierta, the open door, runs these group sessions in three different high schools across Philadelphia. LPA serves the Latino immigrant and refugee communities in the region and aims to ensure access to quality mental health support and services. Kathy Tillman, LPA's executive director, says it's one of the few organizations doing this kind of work.
When schools see a significant number of newly arrived immigrant youth coming into their schools and they start to feel concerned that they're not accommodating their needs sufficiently, that's oftentimes what is the impetus for reaching out to us.
Young people and families alike are fleeing their home countries, and the main reason is safety, says Tamara Jimenez, LPA's youth programming coordinator.
A lot of the youth in the schools, you know, talk about that, this violence that they are fleeing, and also all those layers that come with it, depression, anxiety, bullying, violence.
Katie and her family fled Mexico about 2 years ago when her mom's brother was killed. They were facing deportation when they were able to find sanctuary in Philadelphia. Since then, the family has lived in two different churches, but it took some time before Katie could start going to school. That's because going outside while undocumented is a risk. It's stressful, and that's where the group sessions can help.
For them, it's sort of like a relief to come into the group and talk about what's going on in their personal lives and also the family that a lot of them left behind.
Being able to speak in Spanish is critical for the students. It offers them some level of comfort, especially as they discuss really difficult topics. We talk a lot about immigration, and sometimes I don't like to talk about that because I remember everything that I've gone through. But La Puerta Abierta has helped me so much. They've given me advice and taught me that we as immigrants also have many rights. Lawyers from Hyatt, Pennsylvania go into the schools to make sure that students like Katie are aware of their rights. They've partnered with LPA to teach the teenagers what they need to know, and they also provide free confidential legal screenings throughout the year.
We talk about what are the rights that everybody has, regardless of their immigration status.
That's Elizabeth Yeager, the supervising attorney of Hyatt, Pennsylvania's work with immigrant youth.
You have the right to go to school. You have the right to be free from bullying. You have the right to feel safe. We talk about how to respond if ever you're approached by, you know, an ICE officer in some way.
The young people Elizabeth works with have gone through a lot. They're strong and resilient, she says.
It's hard enough for teenagers to just grow up and be teenagers and deal with all of the challenges that every kid deals with. Our immigrant students are facing all that and more. All of those kids, you know, they all deserve our attention and support and care in the same way that every other kid does.
LPA's group counseling sessions are intended only for newly arrived students. So next year, Katie will be back in a regular classroom to make room for new students to participate. But she's learned a lot of lessons that will carry her through. Always look at things in a positive way. Always be confident in yourself. We all go through difficult times sometimes, but we have to keep fighting. Because if we don't fight for ourselves, then who will? Should Katie or any other student ever need support or someone to talk to, La Puerta Siempre Está Abierta. The door is always open. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Estrada.